Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on being kind to one's parents and maintaining family ties. Today we do a incident. The rawi, the narrator of the incident is Hazrat Asma binti Abi Bakr As-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. She was the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. And as we know, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha was also the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. But they were daughters from two different mothers. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's mother and Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha's mother were two different mothers. The father was the same, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Asma binti Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha, her mother was a mushrik, Makkah al-Mukarramah, married to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, but didn't accept Islam. So because she didn't accept Islam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he divorced her. So she remained in Makkah al-Mukarramah. But this daughter of his was the narrator of the hadith, Hazrat Asma binti Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. Very intelligent person, very wise, very good memory. Allah ta'ala blessed her. She lived till the age of 100 years old. And even at that age also, her memory was very, very sharp. Taken when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making hijrat, she prepared some patkos. She prepared some food for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take on the journey. Obviously, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and her father was traveling, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, but she didn't have any bag to put the food in. So what she did was she took her belt. Nitaq is a belt. She took her belt and she tore it into two pieces. One piece she used as a belt and the other piece she used to wrap the food up. So therefore she got this title. So anyway, she narrates this hadith and she explains this hadith that what had happened, we'll read the hadith and then we'll explain. And Asma binti Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, qalat qadimat alayya ummi wa hiya mushrikatun fi ahdi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fastaftaytu rasulallahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqultu qadimat alayya ummi wa hiya raghibatun, afa'asilu ummi, qala na'am, sil ummik. Sil ummaki, muttafaqun alayhi. Hadhan Asma binti Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that she says that my mother was a mushrika, and she came to me to visit at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a treaty with the Muslims, with the mushriks. Actually what happened was, we know the famous, they had a treaty that was tied, was with the mushriks of Makkah al-Mukarramah. At the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Hudaybiyah, he was stopped from making Umrah. So then they had entered into a treaty, a pact. So at this time, she had come now when there was some type of treaty between the Muslims of Madinat al-Munawwara and the non-Muslims of Makkah al-Mukarramah. So in this era, she had come. So she, what she did was very intelligent. This girl was, this woman was Asma binti Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Her mother came to visit her. Her mother came from Makkah al-Mukarramah, came to Madinah. She was here now in Madinat al-Munawwara. Before we go there, she was married to Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with the first child, Muslim child that was born in Madinatul Munawwara. First child was their child. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept the child's name Abdullah. So this was the first child that was born for the Muslims that came from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. This was the first child, was her child, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So anyway, and Allah Ta'ala blessed this child also. He was the first child to be born for the Muslims in Madinatul Munawwara. He had become shaheed also in the path of Allah Ta'ala in 73 years. She passed away in 73 years after Hijrah. Just before that, her son became shaheed. Day after, Allah Ta'ala took her. So one thing we also learn from here is the pious, they also went through difficult times. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, this was his wife, the mother of Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, but she didn't accept Islam. So now can you imagine what a great personality. He had to go through this difficulty where his wife is on one side, he is on one side, but the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the deen, the wife, now he separates from her for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we go through difficulties and problems, we should never think that only we are going through it. Great, great personalities of Islam had to go through this difficulty. They had to separate from the family. They also had hard times with their wives and family. So it's not something new where a person goes through difficulty, but he takes solace that great people went through it. Allah Ta'ala is testing me. I should also be patient in this test. Anyway, She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she's saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother has come to ask me something. Come to me, she's got some need, she wants to come and see me for some need that she has. What should I do? Should I maintain ties with her? This was the question. Now should I maintain ties with her? She broke off with my father, she was a mushrika, in other words, she didn't accept Islam, but now she's coming to visit me. Should I still maintain ties with her? This was the question she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, maintain ties with your mother. Keep ties with your mother. Surah Luqman, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, he advises his son that وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. If they both strive, in other words, both your parents, if they both strive with you to make you join in worship, in other words, to join in worship with me means to commit shirk, that both the parents now are striving, this is the height of disobedience you can get. Parents are striving to make the child do shirk. This is the highest form of disservice any parent can do, is to strive to make the child commit shirk. Allah Ta'ala is saying such a beautiful thing. Even if they do this, both of them together, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. They strive to make you commit shirk with me, of which you have no knowledge. Then Allah Ta'ala is saying, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. In this year you don't obey your parents. This year you don't obey your parents. But the very next part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But do not obey them, but behave with them in this world very, very kindly. In your actions as far as the dunya is concerned, be very kind to them. But when it comes to them asking you to commit shirk, that you mustn't obey them. But still, let your akhlaq be such that your akhlaq is good with them. So this shows us that how a person should be treating his parents. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing and bringing this beautiful, showing kindness to our parents. This is the highest form of disservice. Imagine our parents, Allah Ta'ala, we are fortunate that they were born in Islam, they brought us up in Islam, they showed so much of kindness to us. What level of kindness we owe to our parents? If this is the condition of the parents that are forcing the children to shirk, then they must treat them kindly. Can you imagine us? Allah Ta'ala has made it such that our parents have done everything for us. How much more kindness we should be showing to our parents? Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.